Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. The scripture says that the Lord is the high priest of what we say, of our confession. That's why we'll start off the class like this. There's no need waiting till halfway through the class to think, yeah, maybe something's working now. We might as well kick it off, right? That what's going on, we are being fed. We are being built up, right? We are learning. We are growing. This is time well spent. And so we're so glad you joined us again today. Get your Bible. Excuse me. Get something to make a note with. Come on in here and turn everything else off. Give the Lord your full attention. You'll be glad you did. Father, we thank you. We are rejoicing in your goodness. Every good gift, every perfect and complete gift comes only from you. And you are continually giving us more and more and more. We thank you so much for it. We ask for utterance, anointing, direction, help for right now, as only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Said out loud, I'm receiving,
good
things
from God.
Yes, you are. For a number of weeks now, we've been on a series that we're calling Faith for Provision. And the premise that we're talking about is that it is God's will for us to have abundant provision. Now, opinions vary about this. I mean, millions of different ideas. But we believe that the only sure, solid thing to put your faith on is what God has said.
Amen.
The word of the Lord. And so we're giving one by one 30 reasons from scriptures, not opinion, not theory, scriptures, why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Why don't you say it out loud? Abundant provision,
abundant provision
is always, God's will, for us all. It really helps you to say it out loud where you can hear it with your own ears, you saying it. And you see, if you really don't believe something, you likely won't say it. Right? See, if you disagreed with it, you'd be like, Or, you know, you'd kind of move your lips like you're participating, but you're not. But if you speak right up and you say it, it indicates you believe it. Right?
Yes.
So that's why we're going to say it again.
Abundant provision
is always God's will
for me.
Amen. I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. Why am I sure of that? Well, we've already given now 16 reasons, and it took weeks and weeks to do this. So if you haven't been with us and haven't heard those or seen those, go online to faithschool.org, and all these lessons are there available to you at no charge, no cost, and take the time and feed on them. And it'll benefit class should they go back and listen to them. They think you should. I think you should. Right? And, of course, no charge, no cost. Our partners, the Lord through our partners, underwrite all this. And so take advantage of it. It's a valuable thing. And we're up now to number 17 in our study of these things. And this is the covenant blessing. We're sure abundant provisions, always God's will for us all, because of the covenant and the blessing of the covenant. Now, we got into yesterday some about how God is a God of covenant. Always has been, always will be. It's how He does things. A covenant is a very serious solemn written agreement commitment between at least two parties. And men make covenants. And of course, a covenant is only as good as the people in it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And when you got God in your covenant, you got something, brother. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why God does it that way, because it gives us security. Mm-hmm. And like Hebrews says, a hope and an anchor to our soul. That you realize that when God makes a commitment and when he gives his word, I mean, heaven and earth will pass away, but that word will not fail, right? And it is impossible for God to lie. And his ability to do what he said is inexhaustible. So to enter into covenant with the Almighty is to have a surety. And we don't have to be concerned about him keeping his part of the covenant. The issue has always been on the other side. Man keeping his part of the covenant. So let's learn more about it. We looked in Deuteronomy 8 and 18. He said, you'll remember the Lord your God. It is he that gives you power to get wealth. We're talking about being sure it's God's will for us to have abundance. Well, what does this mean? Power to get wealth? He must not want us broke or poor. And the reason that he may establish his covenant, him blessing us today in our finances and materially and many other ways, is him keeping his word that he covenanted for first and foremost with Jesus, but then back to the commitment he made with Israel, because that applies to us too. We're going to talk more about that. But then the commitments that he made with Abraham. And I mean, we talked about Noah, that covenant. Well, is it still true today that if there comes a big storm and a flood, it looks like it was going to wash everything away, but then when the sun comes out and the rainbow's there, we go, hey, we're not all dying today, is that right? The earth is not going to be destroyed with a massive flood like it was back in Noah's day. Is that covenant still in operation, and is it still true, and is it still right? And that's what I was begin to touch on yesterday's class. Do not look at the Old Testament as an old, out-of-date word. That'd be a giant mistake, and it's very disrespectful. Everything God has ever said is true. Amen. And it's true today. Yes. And it'll always be true. And if God ever said something was wrong, it's wrong. It's wrong right now today. It'll be wrong in the future. If he said something is good and right, it's good. It's right. It will always be that way. Sometimes people say, well, you know, we're not under the law and we don't have to keep the commandments and that kind of thing. And well, that can be a wrong idea, a misconception. The scripture says in the New Testament, if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. What does that mean? Somebody said, well, do you have to keep the Ten Commandments? If you're led by the Holy Spirit, you will keep the Ten Commandments without trying to keep the Ten Commandments. You see what we're saying? It's not that God changed. It's that our covenant changed and that we're living. You couldn't tell people under the old covenant, be led by the Spirit. That wasn't available to them. And so all they had was keeping the law. And they did not keep it. And so they couldn't be justified and made righteous by keeping the law. And that was true with all humanity. We couldn't save ourselves. So Jesus had to come. And so God made a covenant, hallelujah, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's an everlasting covenant. But it doesn't do away with any of his covenant commitments that he's ever made. Those are all still true, and they all stand forever. Now, notice, go to the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, because everything you learn about covenant, it applies to the new covenant. It applies to every covenant that God has made. Deuteronomy 7 and 9. He said, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations." You know, when you seek God's plan and will for your life and you obey Him, I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit. Somebody said, "Well, we're not keeping the commandments anymore." Yes and no. We got two big commandments in the New Testament. 1 John talks about these. Believing on the Lord and loving one another as He gave us commandment. Faith and love. That'll keep you busy all day. Is that right? Every day. All the statutes and laws that the Lord gave them in the older covenant, it was because they weren't born again. They didn't have the option of being led by the Spirit. And so that's what they had. But how many think thou shalt not kill is still right? It's still a good idea, you know. Don't lie. Still right. You shall worship no other gods. Still absolutely right. Every one of those is right. That's why we got them on the back of our wall here. The Ten Commandments are just as beautiful, just as perfect, just as good, just as right as they have ever been. Now, we're not trying to keep them to be saved. We're not trying to keep them so that we can say, "I've kept all these perfectly, I'm righteous." No, we've all come short. But they're still right. And they're still true. Romans says that the law is holy and it's right and it's good. So don't say negative things about the law. I've heard people say, the law. You know, we're not under the law. The law. You don't know what you're saying. Have you read it? It's good. It's perfect. And the statutes, they're worth you looking at and thinking about. For instance, if somebody comes and works for you, the Bible says, pay them without delay. They may need the money right now.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Is that still right?
Yes, sir.
In this modern century and day? Well, that's all the statutes and ordinances, they are just good things, right things, holy things. And, you know, all the sacrifices and the blood sacrifice, we already talked about that. Jesus fulfilled that. But every word that God has ever said is still perfectly true and right. And so He said that God is the faithful God. I really like this. I say this from time to time, you know. Oh, God, the faithful God that keeps covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. If you follow God in your life, you are doing your children and grandchildren such a favor. I'm telling you, you are. I know there's been more than one time in my life that the Lord reminded me that I had a grandmother that loved Him and served Him, or I had a mother that prayed, or I had, you know, understand what I'm saying? God remembers these things. They come up before Him, and these prayers, the prayers that people prayed for you, for their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, you don't see them all come to pass necessarily in a year or maybe even 5 or 10, but God never forgets. He's got it, and the right time and the right way, you see it come to pass. Verse 10, "And repays them that hate Him to their face to destroy him. He'll not be slack to him that hates him. He'll repay him to his face." You might say, well, Brother Keith, that's not applicable anymore. Oh, it is. It is. People who reject God are going to be judged. There is a hell. This is a very sobering reality. And people can pretend if they want to, but Jesus said there is a broad way that leads to destruction. He said there's many that's on that way and that path. What? They're going off into destruction. He said there's a narrow and a straight way that leads to life, and few that find that. So there's a lot of people that's going to wind up not being with God. They're going to wind up being judged, which is why we need to tell everybody we can, right? While there's this opportunity, because many more can be saved. Verse 12, he said, it'll come to pass, if you'll hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep to you the covenant and mercy which he sware unto your fathers. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, your oil, increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep, in the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. He used to care enough about material things, he mentions them. Individually. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Couldn't have easily said, you know, now it's going to be rough, but I like to use poverty to teach you. And so you're going to experience some abject poverty and lack, but I'm going to be with you and get you through. No, he said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to increase you. I'm going to multiply you if you stay in covenant with me. Right? Verse 14, you shall be blessed above all people. There'll not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. I heard years ago there was a woman minister that was well known for ministering healing. And she came in and her little grandkids had a dog. And the dog had gotten sick. And they came to her and they said, Grandma, they called his name Spot. Isn't Spot our cattle? She said, well, I guess so. Because she would read these kind of verses to them about healing. And they remembered them. And they said, well, isn't Spot our cattle? He said, well, yeah, I guess. So they said, pray for Spot. And so they prayed for Spot. Next thing you know, he comes running around the corner, kicking his heels up again. He was healed. Well, the blessing, not just on you, but on yours.
Yes. Yes.
And the cattle was their animals. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and put none of the evil diseases which you know upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. You'll find as we talk about covenant blessing, it includes healing.
Amen.
Material provision, protection, peace, healing, all wrapped up in this word, blessing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I'll bless you. I'll bless you. Poverty is not a blessing. It's a curse. Now, I know that sounds simple, and it is simple enough that a three-year-old could understand it, but people go to school and get degrees and complicate things. And you hear folks talking about, well, you know, I know that it's uncomfortable going through this lack and this time of hardship, but it could be a blessing in disguise. These are words to be despised.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The Lord warns us. He warns us in passages like Isaiah 5, woe to him who calls good evil and evil good. You don't call a curse a blessing. It's disrespectful. It's wrong. Don't call a blessing a bad thing. No. It's good to have all your needs met.
Yes,
it's good
yes.
to have all your bills paid.
Yes.
It's good to pay everything off
yes.
and to get ahead
yes.
and be able to do things for other people.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Yes.
There's everything right with that.
Exactly.
Hurting, being behind. I mean, so many times, if you're not able to pay your bills, somebody else is hurting. Mm-hmm. The person you should be paying, they need to pay their bills.
Is it?
You're not paying them, so it puts them in a bind. And it's a bad witness.
Yes.
The psalmist said that the wicked borrow and don't pay it back. Well, are we wicked?
No.
When we give our word, we're like our covenant God. Is that right?
Amen.
And even if we get in a position where we're not able to do what we intended or committed to do, we don't give up. We believe God, and we get to the place where we can, and He knows that our witness matters, and He is faithful to do whatever it takes so that we can keep our commitment, we can keep our word, and we can pay people that we owe. Right? Everybody said out loud, I pay people I owe. I don't put them off. I don't neglect them. I don't ignore them. You know, for one thing, whatever you sow, that's what you'll reap. Yeah, if you put people off and ignore them, and you should have paid them 3 months ago, and you still ignore, you're going to reap that if you don't repent. When you need something, it'll be months or years or never. No. And besides that, love cares about the other person. Right?
Amen.
And many people, they need their payment now. Just to get by with what they're doing. They need to pay the people they owe and those kind of things. So if somebody needs to sacrifice in a situation, a godly person and a person of faith will say, I'll sacrifice, right? I'll cover that. I'll take care of that. Instead of dragging everybody to law. And suing, oh, come on, y'all listening to me? If you notice the scriptures in the New Testament in Corinthians, he really reproved them in the church for suing each other.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he rebuked them for it. It's a lack of faith. And worse, it's a lack of love. He said, why don't you rather take it and cover it? Somebody says, well, it ain't right. Well, there's a lot of things in the world that ain't right. For one thing, in many of these situations, if you had prayed more and been better led by the Spirit, you'd have never got into that deal with them to begin with.
Yes,
so really, it's a lot more your fault,
yes,
and your responsibility than you're taking responsibility for. Huh? So repent. Ask God to forgive you. Tighten your belt. And pay for it. And maybe next time, move a little slower. Right? And pray before you jump into something. But covenant people keep their word.
Yes.
We're in covenant with God, who, I mean, that's one of the biggest things about Him. He keeps His word.
Yes.
He cannot lie. He will not lie. He will keep His word. And He, because, you know, people who keep their word, they expect you to keep your word too. Right? You'll find that.
Yes.
They expect you to do the same thing with them that they're doing with you. And that's only right. That's not unreasonable. So he's telling us that in this covenant, blessing comes and multiplication. And you'll be blessed above all people. You won't be barren. You won't be sick. You won't be broke. This is the covenant we're talking about. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Go to Deuteronomy, if you would, the 29th chapter. Deuteronomy 29 and 9. He says, keep therefore the words of the covenant and do them that you may what?
Prosper
in all that you do. Now, this is not just monetary, not just financial, but this is in everything you do. Everything you set your hand to goes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Works. Is a success.
Yes.
Not just because you're so smart or because you work so hard. It's the blessing in your life that is going before you and preparing the way and inclining hearts towards you, giving you favor that is supporting you and protecting you from loss. Somebody say, thank God for the blessing. The blessing the blessing of the Lord is on us. Well, the Lord has to have a right to have this blessing on you and working on your life when it is not working on most people's lives on the planet. Mm-hmm. Or elsewise, he wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't be fair if he's keeping you, prospering you, helping you, watching over you when most of the planet is on their own. And it's not going well. How's that fair? If you entered into covenant with him.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. If you agreed with his covenant and made commitment to him, and like he's made commitment to you, he's got every right. I said he's got every right to watch over you, keep you, do things for you. Why? We're in covenant. We're in covenant. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody say, I'm in covenant. I'm covenant. He said, keep the words of the covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. He went on to say in verse 14, neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that stands here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. You see, he's talking about people that hadn't even been born yet. And he told them what to do in later times every year to rehearse all these things. He said, because there'll be people that were born and never heard this before. And so this is an everlasting covenant. And the blessing is everlasting to those who stay in covenant with him. Is that what you're going to do?
Yes.
Now I'm going to do, well, our time's up again today. Let's say it like we do. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome the world by faith. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. And part of our faith, like we're saying, is in this covenant. We prayed a prayer. How many believe God is teaching us about the covenant? We're going to learn. And these are things that are going to stay with us the rest of our life. So time's up today, but come back tomorrow. We're going to learn about what we have in this amazing covenant with our amazing God. In Jesus' name, we'll see you soon in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.